heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Leanne, how we doing? You ready to get started and tell us about Nathaniel here?
Yes, I'm ready to talk about him. I'm a little worried that I scared him off, but I mean, I hope I didn't. But I'm excited to talk about it.
So how do you think you scared him off? Like what happened and what makes you think that's the case?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was a little concerned going in. I like to think that I'm pretty outgoing and active and all, but Nathaniel, well, he isn't so much. But don't get me wrong.
He doesn't want to go to space.
It's not bad.
Continue.
Oh my God. I'm not complaining or anything. I kind of like him because of that, you know?
Oh.
But I know that guys are quiet and sometimes, you know, they can be a little skittish.
That can.
Okay, so it sounds like you knew him to some degree before going into this, or no. Are we misreading that?
No, you're completely right, yeah. We know each other through friends. Like, we're not total strangers by, you know, any stretch of the imagination or anything. But we were never close. But we've always, you know, been cool. And I wanted us to get closer because I've had a crush on him for, like, forever. But nothing was ever really happening, you know? So, I don't know. I thought, I thought he might like me too, but wasn't, you know, prepared to make the first move or anything.
Well, how'd you deal with that? I mean, I assume something had to get things moving. Is that something you or what?
Oh, yeah. When in doubt, make out with him in his car.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, just okay.
That'll do it.
Right. Okay. Just right in for the kill.
Well, hell yeah, I did. And after that, I felt I felt like we kind of got there. I mean, still, I'm kind of loud and my friends are loud. And I was like a little hesitant to just kind of, you know, just bring him into all that. So I decided we do more of like a warm up, you know? What's that phrase? Putting a frog in boiling water or something like that.
What are you talking about?
You know the one, like if you put a frog in a pot of water, he'll jump right out. But if you kind of just, you know, put him in and then just slowly turn up the heat, you know, he just kind of
dies horrifically in a pot of boiling water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
is that
God.
Where we were going?
No. Fair point. Not the best visual.
No.
He's fine, by the way,
the
you know.
Frog or Nathaniel?
Oh, my God. But I don't know. I just thought he'd be able to work his way up to my level, you know. So we started hanging one-on-one, and I really wanted to focus on, you know, on the stuff he really liked. So we ended up watching a lot of sports and all that. And, I mean, it's probably what I'd be doing anyway. So
great.
I really lucked out there.
Score,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but then last week, I kind of wanted to just push him in a little further, you know, experiment in a sense.
Get out the boiling water.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right, so what did you do?
I took him to volleyball.
Like a game? A tournament? Or
yeah.
Oh, no, not a game. Like sideliners.
Oh.
So, yeah, like I play in a few leagues, and there's this bar where they have courts or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I knew my friends were already going to be there playing, so I thought, okay, why not bring Nathaniel? We can all hang out, have some drinks, and we can, you know, just kind of ease him into it.
All right, so did that pan out? Or?
Honestly, yeah. I thought he did pretty well. Like, you know,
okay.
I really did. Minus, like, this whole getting hit in the face thing.
Wait. He got hit in the face?
What?
Yeah, he did. Someone spiked the ball, and he was just, like, kind of turning the complete wrong way.
Oh.
And boom, you know? It happened really, really fast.
Yep. Yep.
But he laughed it off. He was a good sport about it.
Oh.
You know? And it wasn't like there was blood or anything. And
right.
Well,
no, there wasn't. And ever since then, he's just been different, you know? I mean, and honestly, guys, if he had broken his nose, I would have understood. But that's not what happened.
Well, good. All
and
right.
Again, being around the crew, I know that's a lot. We're a lot. Maybe I shouldn't have thrown him in yet. I don't know. Maybe I created a whole big problem for myself too soon. I don't know. I don't. All I do know is I really like this guy and I want to fix it. I want a nice, calm, quiet do-over.
Yeah, exactly. Just boiled him too fast. Yeah,
no balls in the face. Yeah. Let's fix this.
Talk to next.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so Leanne and Nathaniel and that
broke his
pot
face.
Of boiling water.
Yeah,
oh yeah, broke his face after wanting to boil
scalding
him alive.
Him to death.
But they did go out to Sideliners.
Sideliners,
was it?
I think. Cool. I've heard of this. Cool.
So it's a bar with like volleyball courts.
Yeah,
or
it's
something.
Like a it's dope. You know, if you're a volleyball person.
That's
you know
where
what
you,
I mean.
That's where you
I assume that would be it.
And she is, I suppose. Yeah. And her friends were there. They were playing. Her whole thing is she might have introduced him to the friends too soon. They're all very loud.
Mm-hmm.
So she said they knew each other through friends. I guess the quieter friends.
Yeah, I guess. I don't.
The quieter friends. But this seems like something minus the ball getting. Mine's getting hit in the face. We could fix.
So I would hope.
Let's see if he's there. Hey, is this Nathaniel?
Yeah, this is Nathaniel.
Sweet. What's up, Nathaniel? We're Frito and Katie from Y100.
Okay.
I know that means nothing to you. But work with us because this is a good thing, I promise. So we're calling you to give you this date night package that we'd like to give away on our show. So you would get to pick like whatever you want to do for a night out, like anything you can think of. And we just pay for it.
Yep.
That's cool. Thanks.
It is cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the thing here is we do have one requirement, Nathaniel, and that's, well, we get to pick your date. So you have to use it with the person who entered you to win it in the first place. You do know the woman. Her name is Leanne. Does that sound familiar? Do you know many Leannes?
Yeah, I know. I know Leanne.
Okay. Yeah. We thought that was the case here. So you've even been out before, right? Obviously. So what do you think about doing that again?
Look, I appreciate it and all, but I don't know how compatible we are. We're just, you know, there's some pretty major differences between us, and I don't know. I just don't think we can. We can do it.
All right.
Nathaniel, I know my friends might not exactly be your thing, but I promise they'll grow on you. I promise. Man.
She hear all that?
Yeah.
Is she on the phone? This is,
it didn't say a lot, but yeah, she's on the phone, and there's a point to this, we promise. Like, we know what she's saying here. It's what we think you're saying too, but there's nothing wrong with being on the quieter side, man. Like, there really isn't. But sometimes you just need a minute to get comfortable, right? Like, takes some time.
No, it's not. That's true, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay. Can you share with the class or?
I don't know. You sure you want me to do this? Is that what you want?
Do this?
Yeah. How bad is this? Like, really?
Look, I mean, I don't know if it bothered anybody, but it just doesn't sit well with me.
What? Spit it out already.
Look, it bothers me that, you know, we were out in public and at this volleyball game with your friends, and you know, then you can't even give the gambling a break even then, you know? Like, that's a problem. It's actually kind of annoying. And, you know, and it's like, give it a rest already. It's like, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Leanne, you were gambling on pickup volleyball?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Nothing major. I bet my friend that his team wasn't going to go to the finals. Like, it was maybe all of $20.
Okay.
You know, it was more like a next round's on me type of deal.
Got it.
All right.
Got it.
Right.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but dude, she literally bet on anything. And look, I know people bet on things but like, you know, she's got like her fantasy sports app and she's got the NBA games and she bets on that. And,
right.
And then she's got to play the lotteries and scratch offs. Oh my God, scratch offs, man.
I'm sorry. Do you have a problem with scratch offs?
Oh boy.
Well, yeah, man, it's asinine. You know, you're throwing away money. It's one of the dumbest things you could do with it. It's just like a sad thing for anybody. Those are the things you give.
I like to think of it as supporting students and veterans, but go off.
Dude, choose your next words carefully, all right?
Yeah, it's not that serious. It's fun.
Yes.
It's just fun.
Yes.
This is what's been bugging you the whole time?
Scratch-offs.
Yeah, I think it's just more of a financial, you know, irresponsibility. That you call it fun, it's not fun for me, you know. I know you don't have the money to be thrown around like this. So making dumb bets with friends, playing the lottery, even when it's not a big jackpot, that's a tax on stupid people, you know. And like scratch-offs, the house always wins. I bet you think a publisher clearinghouse is a real thing, you know.
Hold the phone, buddy. Publisher's clearinghouse is a real thing.
It is
a real thing.
It is. We actually delivered a check
in
here.
We met them, yes. We're part of that.
And you know, maybe I haven't hit a jackpot, but I've won a decent amount of money.
There you go.
Look, I don't care. I don't. I think it's a problem. This is going to turn into an addiction, you know, if you don't watch out. So I think it's a major red flag. And if it isn't for you, I think it should be. No one who's financially responsible gambles, you know, period. You know what I'm talking about. You understand the truth of these words. So, you know, don't pretend like you don't. All I'm saying is I don't want to, you know, I don't want to date that. I want to date a grown woman. So.
All right. Okay.
Yikes.
Right. Thank you guys for being on the show today.